Port McKenzie Director Mark Van Dongen says the load of cement-coated pipe proves the port's heavy lifting capabilities.
Each piece of pipe is 42 feet long, and it weighs 10,500 pounds. So we were lifting four pieces of pipe at a time off the ship, 42,000 pounds at a time, and placing them on flatbed trucks.
In March, Van Dongen told the Matanuska Susitna Borough Assembly that he wants more than $915,000 to run the port this year. That figure includes $135,000 for work on existing infrastructure that is to be paid for with a state grant. This year's Port McKenzie operating budget is close to $800,000.
With each vessel, Port McKenzie is doing exactly what it was designed to do.
Through advertisements like this one, the borough has been promoting the port as a necessity for the economic development of the area. Borough Manager John Moosey.
So we have a tremendous opportunity, and we're really looking for being the answer to our post-oil economy here in Alaska. We want to take a lead in that and a partnership with the state of Alaska.
Moosey says this year, because of federal accounting system changes, the port's budget will be paid for with the borough's operating funds. Before that, port expenses were paid out of an enterprise fund, which uses user fees to meet expenses.
Traditionally, Port McKenzie had an enterprise fund. For 2015, we are funding this out of our general operations, our general tax levy. When we can return the operations to cover expenses versus revenues, we will be flipping this back to an enterprise fund operation.
But Moosey says the port's profitability depends on a rail link to the port from Houston. That link is under construction but won't be completed for some time, possibly not before 2018. Port McKenzie has not turned a profit since 2008 when 451 tons of gravel was offloaded there. Van Dongen says that activity generated $832,000 profit in royalties, wharfage, and dockage fees. Van Dongen says this month's load of cement pipe is generating income, too.
It's going to depend on how long the pipe is sitting on the dock. There's a monthly charge per square foot that they're leasing the dock. They're leasing an office in our terminal building. There's wharfage, there's dockage for when the pipe comes in, and there's a different rate for when it goes out. Roughly, I'm estimating between $60,000 and $70,000 revenue from this one operation.
He, too, says that the rail link is vital to the port's continued economic health. But some have questioned whether or not the borough is throwing money into a ditch.
It's not feasible. It's not economically viable.
Grace Wedby is a Big Lake homeowner who has written a report critical of Port McKenzie and has also sided with local environmental groups in a lawsuit against construction of the rail link. Wedby, who is a contractor, says it is unlikely that Port McKenzie will ever make money because of its location. Wedby says currents at Port McKenzie are too fast for the safety of big freighters and that the ships have to travel further to get there than they do to get to the port in Seward. And she says if Alaska products are shipped out of state, it's cheaper to ship them by railroad to Seward.
As taxpayers, we're going to continue to pay on this until somebody wises up and say, how much more money are we going to put into it? I do not think that long run that port will ever be able to be a world port that is used to ship around the world.
The cement-covered pipe delivered to Port McKenzie this month was built in Korea, then sent to Mexico for the cement coating before it was shipped to Alaska. Van Dongen says Port McKenzie was the optimal destination because of the space available there for storing the pipe. He says near-term plans are to expand the port's customer base to include a fuel tank farm, and that negotiations are in the works with two companies interested in starting an LNG export operation at the port. Borough Manager Moosey says the borough's long-term plan regarding the port includes asking the state for money for a second dock.
That plan sits right in a capital improvement program. We are planning that when the rail line is complete, activity will pick up greatly at Port McKenzie, and there will eventually be a need for additional dock space and transportation coming in. We don't anticipate this happening for at least 3 or 4 years, and at that time, we'll bring forth a plan to the state legislature or look at bonding options to make that happen.
Moosey says that request won't be made until the railroad link is complete. At that time, the borough will firm up a marketing plan to attract more business to the port. I'm Ellen Lockyer.